Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on November 21st, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're so very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber, that's all one word, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313, that's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you feeling?
I'm starting to feel a little bit better, but I've still got a little bit of a frog in my throat.
All right, well, you'll get it there just as long as you get better in time for all the parties.
Oh, yes. I got to get ready
for the parties.
For the parties. We are looking forward to so many things this holiday season, but yes, one of them, one of the big ones, is the Chamber holiday party, and it's fitting that we get a chance to talk about it and sort of really, you know, sort of set the stage for that party because it really is celebrating an amazing year in local business here in Manhattan Beach, and with all the malls being renovated around the South Bay, it's an incredible year.
It's been a year. It's been quite a year.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Scott Alevi of Car2Go and Charla Manzak from New York Food Company and Verandas. Scott Alevi was recently named to manage Car2Go's operation and plans for substantial growth in the greater Los Angeles marketplace. Car2Go, a division of Daimler Mercedes-Benz USA, provides a unique, effective, and sustainable car-sharing option with point-to-point, by-the-minute rentals of smart-for-two cars. Scott's professional background includes 3 years as Vice President of Public Policy and Communications at the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, a decade as External Affairs Director for AT&T SBC, and 2 successful years as the President and CEO of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce. Scott is a former member of the Chula Vista City Council and serves the Holiday Bowl Poinsettia Bowl as a board member and on the team selection committee. He received the organization's prestigious Most Valuable Volunteer Award in 2008. His background also includes proud military service with the United States Air Force and the American Forces Radio and Television Network. An accomplished writer, his work has been published in numerous national magazines. Scott holds a BA degree in broadcast journalism from the University of Southern California with a public relations minor. Charla Manzak, joined New York Food Company as a server in 1997. However, with her creative spirit and a discerning eye for detail, it quickly became obvious that her true calling would be in helping clients create unforgettable events. She never tires of seeing a bride walk down the aisle or a look on a client's face at the end of an amazing meal. Charla believes that every event should be unique and therefore very special, but it's her ability to keep the planning process fun that is most appreciated by her many satisfied clients. Now, this morning, we'll get the lowdown on the Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Party taking place at Verandas Beach House on Wednesday, December 3rd, from a couple of the sponsors that are going to be there. And Charla, Scott, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Joe. Thank you. Happy to be here with you.
Thank you. And good morning.
I'm glad to be here as well. Great. Ladies first. I would love to hear you go first.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott. Charla, I would like to start with you because as a sponsor, New York Food Company is you're more than just a sponsor. You're intimately involved with the running of the party. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Well, we've got a couple of other great sponsors as well, just to remind everybody, Northrop Grumman. We have beer from the Strand Brewing Company. We have Vox DJs on board to play us some wonderful music and get us in the holiday spirit. But from New York Food Company, who is the primary at Veranda's Beach House, we are going to have some delicious, delicious food for our guests. We are starting off with some tray passed hors d'oeuvres. We have some really tasty treats for our guests. And we do have a charcuterie display with some delicious cured meats and special cheeses, some specialty drinks. And we are just going to serve you some great cheesecake and carrot cake for dessert. We're just looking forward to having a great time with everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we're already talking about food, Joe. Oh, goodness. I'm going to be hungry. My stomach is going to be growling. Everybody's going to hear it.
First thing in the morning. Yeah, of course. It's always about food. And New York Food Company is known around the South Bay area for their delicious food.
Right.
I got to jump in, Joe. Charla, can you, the New York Food Company, did it start in New York or is it an L.A. thing? Can you give us a little history on that?
Well, it did start with the Lohmans from Pittsburgh, and New York Food Company is very catchy. So I think it kind of caters to people thinking specialty foods coming from the East Coast, and it was developed from a little catering business here in the South Bay that ran sandwiches to the local area, like Northrop Grumman, TRW, kind of just little sandwich catering business and evolved into this wonderful.
So it's South Bay based?
South
Bay based. Started in the 80s, yes. Yes.
Cool.
Mom and pop kind of a thing. And it still pretty much is. I mean, we are a larger company now. We do a lot of off-site catering and other things as well. Very many special events like at Veranda's weddings, corporate events, holiday parties. But it still is mostly hands-on mom and pop style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what our clients appreciate about us.
Wow. It's going to be an amazing event. And obviously, NYFC, New York Food Company, has a tremendously varied number of events. I mean, lots of Hollywood events. We talked about that with the guests we had previously. It is really becoming quite a well-known catering operation.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And I think our reputation is well throughout L.A. area and also down in Orange County. We, you know, do a lot of catering off-site as well as at our private venues here. But we're really looking forward to this holiday party. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be more like a mixer, and we do hope to see a lot of new faces.
Among one of the sort of premier technology companies in the country, really, you know, part of a dialogue that is occurring across the world in transportation, we have Scott with us from Car2Go. Scott, give us a little history of Car2Go.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and always glad to talk about our company. We're a division of Daimler Mercedes-Benz. A lot of people don't realize that those cute little smart cars are actually Mercedes-Benz vehicles. So the company is based in Stuttgart. Back in 2009, they began to do some service in a couple cities in Germany where the concept was born. It grew to other cities in Europe, and now we're in about 30 cities, 16 of which are in North America. Well, I will call it 16 markets because actually here in the South Bay, we're in six cities.
Right.
And our model essentially is to have an organic movement of vehicles around the community and to provide the first and the last mile. It's a great option. It's a choice. It provides for people an opportunity to rent a car at 41 cents a minute for that 10 or 15 or 20 minute drive to the store, to the doctor's appointment, to the metro, to the airport, those sorts of things where you may not want to take your own car or you may not have a car to take. And so it's good for people that are looking for the convenience. It's good for people in service industries that might not be able to afford to have a car payment and insurance and gas and parking. All those things are included in the 41 cents a minute. So it's something that people will find their own sweet spot, how they use it most. We have certain times of the day and the week that are sort of the prime times, obviously morning rush, afternoon rush, and then sometimes the Thursday through Sunday evenings where people like to use it in the first half of the evening to get them to wherever they're going to socialize with other people.
Right, right. It's it just has exploded on the South Bay scene. I mean, right now I'm looking not too far from me right here in North Redondo, there's a car. There's a map at car2go.com, and I can
imagine
see where the car is.
Imagine that. Yeah, we have about 115 vehicles on the road right now in the 28-square-mile area that we have in the South Bay. If you look at our map, you know, Manhattan Beach is sort of the hole in the donut because we're in El Segundo and Hermosa and Redondo and Lomita and Hawthorne and Torrance, the western parts of Hawthorne and Torrance, pretty much from Hawthorne Boulevard to the west. And we're looking to grow, and we're hoping to be in Manhattan Beach, you know, hopefully sometime in the first part of 2015.
Right.
So we're there. We started off with more cars on the road, and as we generally do, we removed a lot of them down to about 85 cars, and because of demand, we've slowly grown up to the 115. But we've only been on the road here about 4 months. So it's very early, and we're excited about the growth.
Well, it's wonderful to have you as a sponsor for the holiday party in Manhattan Beach at Verandas, and we're looking forward to finding out more about Car2Go. Are you going to have a presentation at the holiday party, or how is Car2Go going to get its message to chamber members?
I don't know that we know exactly yet. I mean, we're glad to be sponsors. We're also going to be the title sponsor of the Dine MB week in January. So we just recently joined the chamber, and you know, everybody loves the party. Everybody loves the holidays. When we saw the opportunity to be a part of it, we signed up for it. You know, what our model is to be a part of the fabric of the community, and what better place than the business community? So I don't know exactly what our role is at the holiday party. All I know is we were glad to support it with time and treasury, and we'll probably have an opportunity to exchange information with people, potentially sign people up if they'd like that. There's all kinds of things we can do. We just want to have a good time with everybody else.
All right, great. Well, we're in sync with that. Let's all have a good time. It's going to be fun. And hopefully people will learn a little bit about Car2Go. And how do you think, Charlotte, I'll go back to you for a moment. How do you think these parties develop? Because this is, I can't recall, if you can, Charlotte, please enlighten me, when was and where was the last one, the last holiday party? Was it at Verandas as well?
Yes, it was. We did have, we've had several great parties from Manhattan Beach at Verandas.
Okay.
And I think it all just starts with a little spark of an idea, you know, a little inquiry, a little thought. What if, can we do this? And, you know, we love to take those ideas and run with them. And we're just happy to be part of this. I think it's a great place to host an event like this.
Right.
Hey, Joe, have you seen the flyer for the party?
No. What?
It says, Manhattan Beach Holiday Chamber Party. It's just like a boring office party, only not boring and not at your office. It's a good graphic. It's a good graphic, yeah. Only not boring and not at your office.
Yeah.
Much more fun than that, huh?
So, Charlotte, take us through the order of events for the evening. It's December 3rd. That's a Wednesday, right?
Yes, Wednesday evening.
Okay.
We expect guests to arrive around 6 o'clock. And we'll just immediately start with tray cast hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
And the guests will wander through, help themselves to the displays and mingle. We'll have the outside garden lit up with some really cute cafe lighting. There'll be holiday colors illuminated inside the venue as well for the holiday. We'll have it decorated a little bit for, with a tree and maybe some garland. We haven't really started on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that soon so we can kick off this whole holiday season with a great party and a mixer. So it'll just be kind of a free-flowing cocktail party.
Okay.
So, Joe, I haven't been to that venue since it was Orville and Wilbur's.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that, too. Yes,
that
was quite a while ago. That's the last time I was there, yeah.
You will be amazed. It's beautiful.
That's my understanding. I hear it is beautiful.
Yeah, the pictures are wonderful. We're looking forward to being there, and it's going to be exciting. And so now we're just going to talk about not the party itself, but what it represents for Manhattan Beach and the Chamber. It's been an incredible year. What an incredible year it has been. I think if there are speeches and there are discussions of the year and sort of retrospective, wow, the Chamber has done a lot this year, and so much has been accomplished.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there will be some toasts and there'll be, a welcome, a greeting from the Chamber as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a specific timeline on any of that yet, but I'm certain there will be. There usually is.
Can you tell us, you said Vox DJs will be playing.
Yeah,
is there going to be dancing? Should I wear my dancing shoes? Okay.
Of course. And, you'll be able to find the space. It's right upstairs like it used to be.
Okay, good.
Dance floor is still upstairs. Yeah, so Vox DJs will be playing, and there'll be music all around, outside, inside. It's just going to be fun. It's some place to relax and wind and chat and catch up with, folks that are familiar you don't see too often.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's a time to celebrate the great year that we've had. We've been very lucky in the beach area here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to kind of celebrate our success and look forward to the future.
I have a feeling I'm going to walk in there and have flashbacks.
Oh, you will. No, it's so lovely. It really is. It's so fine. It's just like a modern, contemporary beach house now. It's got a lovely garden where it used to be parking lot. It's very private. It's really, really special.
Scott, are you local? Are you familiar with all the stuff we're talking about?
I am. I was born and raised in the area. I used to surf these beaches as a kid just after the Civil War. And several months ago, I moved. I actually live on 21st Street in Manhattan Beach, and just love the community here. In fact, the other night I was down at the pier lighting, and I don't think I've ever in my life seen so many baby strollers. and it was what a wonderful thing, though. I mean, it's just, people think of Manhattan Beach as a beach community until you get to something like an event where you really see what a family place it is.
That was a magnificent event the other night. It
was terrific. Just terrific. So fun. I went and got my hair cut yesterday at I can't remember the name of the place on Manhattan Avenue and around 12th. And, it's just so, and it's great because you park your car where you live and then you walk to wherever you got to go. What a great idea. Of course, hopefully people will be able to take car to go in a few months. But, did I slip that in there? I'm local. I've become more local. And that's the way we operate. We want to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to this party because I haven't been to Grand Rapids yet, and so this will be my maiden voyage. I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
I look forward to meeting you, Scott.
Yeah, I'll
Pardon
get
me?
To meet everybody.
And
yeah.
Jackie and Joe, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be great.
Scott, did you make it over to, did you get a chance to walk around and see the different window displays the other night?
I did. It was just so much fun. I mean, you know, what a great, just so great to get into the holiday spirit so quickly and the friendliness of everybody. You know, I didn't know a lot of people, a few faces were familiar, and just getting the chance to talk to everybody, seeing the excitement, watching the, you know, individual parties going on, the individual businesses, and people, you know, showing what they've got in the windows. It was a big cry from what, how much is that doggy in the window? There was a whole lot more there. So,
Joe, did you hear about that night, Joe? Did I tell you about it?
You told me a little bit about it, but we were focused on the judging and everything.
Oh, right. Well, that's why I was a judge, so I had to walk around and see all the window displays and stuff.
Right.
But did you see the video? Did you see the video I posted from the Manhattan Denim window display?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh boy, they did a theme. It was the 20th anniversary of the pier lighting. So Manhattan Denim, Tiffany Mesko did a 20s theme.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the dancers.
Yes, she had flappers and dancers all dressed up, you know, in the 20s clothes, and they had the music going, and they danced in the window the whole night. It was amazing.
It was
so much fun. And then on the side, if you wanted, they had a photographer set up where they would give you all this flapper paraphernalia, you know, hats and suspenders and stuff, and you could take pictures like you're from the 20s, the roaring 20s.
Right.
And they won best. There were three categories. They won best anniversary theme, best 20th celebration theme.
Mm-hmm.
There were three categories. So Manhattan Denim won that one. Growing Wild won best, most eco-friendly or most environmentally friendly, and it was Cielo Salon and Tabula Rasa. They share window space, you know, boutique window space, and they won for most original, and it was the cutest thing. It's not a window so much as it's like a box display on the street. Like, it's an enclosed, it's not like you look through the glass and you see the store behind it. It would be like a jewelry store, like where they put their merchandise in there. It's like a box area. And they had a couple holding a real-life baby. It might have been, I don't know, 8 months old. And they were dressed, the theme was Mary Poppins. And the guy was dressed as the chimney sweep. You know, he had his little brush and stuff, and she was dressed as Mary Poppins, and she was holding this baby, and they had, you know, the all the proper clothing and stuff, and they were standing in this little box window space, and it was right in front of the entry to Tabula Rasa, and people walking in and out, and we did the same thing, and we didn't see them there, because they were just standing still, you know, and then when we were coming out, the baby must have moved or something, and we all looked, and we were like, oh my goodness, it was so great.
Wow!
Oh, it
was
great.
Did you see all of that, Scott?
Well, I didn't see all of that, but I saw a lot of that. And you know, the denim one was terrific. I was particularly taken by the 20s theme, and one of the things I thought was kind of fun going with the family theme. When I went there, I just kind of watched for a few minutes. I don't know how those young people had all that energy to keep dancing like they did. But what was fun was there was a couple kids that were there with moms and dads.
Right.
Probably in the 4, 5, 6-year-old range that were trying to mimic them and were dancing right there on the sidewalk, trying to mimic them, which I thought was just, you know, classic Americana. I felt like I was in a Norman Rockwell painting.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. There were kids there all night trying to do the Charleston. They were trying to match the steps of the dancers. It was really adorable. And then just down the street, just on that same street, they had a live band playing on Manhattan Avenue, and several other stores had live music and DJs like in their stores or in the windows. It was a terrific event.
There were several bands playing, and there was a, you know, like an oldies band, and there was a, you know, contemporary band. It was just really a blast. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, Scott, I just have to tell you, you know, once you meet one or two people in Manhattan Beach, you quickly meet everybody else. So you'll know everybody in no time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This is very, very key for us to have you, Scott, as a sponsor who's kind of new to the sponsorship role. What do you think the main advantages and opportunities are for you as a sponsor? What are you really looking to accomplish?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I think different companies have different philosophies. Mm-hmm. Some companies, especially the larger companies, just, you know, they will come into town, they'll open a place, they'll do conventional advertising, or, you know, there's so much, you know, ability to do social media and outreach, and of course you need to do all those sorts of things, but you know, to really become part of it, and I use the term fabric as a kid, you know, that's an old chamber term. I think to really get to know the people in the community and what better place to start than the business community, to really get to know people, they're going to get to know you. People like business with someone they know and like and trust. So you don't storm into town and try to buy, you know, all the media you can and all of the exposure you can. You become a part of what everybody's doing so that when you do get the ability to provide the service, people feel like, well, yeah, they've been around. You know, they're not just popping up all of a sudden. I know them. I've seen them there. You know, and that's really the way you do it. Plus, at the same time, if you're going to live here and you're going to work here, you really do want to know people. You know, nobody wants to just go home at night and turn on the TV and see what's on Big Bang Theory. You know, although that was fun last night. But you want to get to know people, and that's really what we're about. We want people to know us, and we want them to be comfortable because our concept's a little different than what most people are used to. We are so car-centric here. Most people have multiple cars in their families. They have driving habits. They go wherever they go. So we have an option, you know, a choice for people that gives them the opportunity to do something. Well, they're not going to do it if they don't know about us, if they don't know who we are. So that's what we want to put people at ease.
We're going to take a station break, but when we come back, Scott, I'd like you to actually take us through what it is, what it means to be a Car2Go member, because I think, you know, some people see the cars, but they don't really understand the process, and we'll go through all of the different issues of insurance and gas and cleanliness and all that. I'd like to do that after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. We're talking with Scott Alevi and Sharla Manzak from the New York Food Company, Scott Alevi from Car2Go. We're going to talk about largely the holiday party coming up, but we're going to talk about lots of other things. And, of course, if you want to call in and you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And also, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
You know, Joe, that's what happens when the conversation just gets away from us. We always forget about the sponsors, right?
Yes, we do.
It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PB, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. So, yeah, it's an exciting new thing, Scott, Car2Go and the whole concept. Can you just take us right A to Z? How does it work?
Well, I appreciate this opportunity. It's really very, very simple, and we're going to be providing an opportunity for people to become members. Generally, there's a $35 charge to become a member. That's one time, lifetime, but we're going to be, for Chamber members, we're going to be putting together something where not only do they have the opportunity to join with no charge, but we're going to give everybody 30 free minutes to kind of give it a try and see how it works for them. And really pretty simply, you'll have a membership card that comes to you in the mail along with the rules, and the rules are important because we have agreements with the cities in which we operate. When people see our cars, it may seem like a car has been on your block for a while. We try not to have them stay too long in residential areas or in the business districts. They're usually moved, as we say, organically by other members taking the car from one place to another.
Did we lose Scott?
Well,
yes, he dropped off my board.
Oh.
Yep.
Now let me try calling him back.
I gave him the number. He can call us back in.
Yes. Yes.
In the meantime, Charla, can you give us some more details on the party?
You know, I don't have any specific details. I do hope that Santa Claus shows up. I think he's all been very good this year.
Ooh.
It will be fun. But I can't say for sure.
Do you know how many people? Do you know how many people you're expecting?
Yes, we are expecting, probably 120, 130, somewhere in that. We're keeping it limited, so there are a limited amount of tickets still available.
And where can people get those tickets? Yes.
They can go online to the Chamber, actually, and onto the website there, and they can purchase a ticket there. It's $30 for Chamber members, and it's $40 if you're not a member. And it would be a great networking event for anyone who would like to come. But you'll get to see the venue in its holiday glory and meet a lot of nice people. And I do agree. I think that people do like to do business with people that they've met. So it's a great way to meet other business residents, people that live there in the city, the residents. You also meet the chamber members, which are the business owners or workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great community event. And then it does, I think, people tend to patronize people that they've met in their businesses. And for us, it's a great way to show other businesses what we do. And word of mouth is very, very big for us. A lot of our clients and guests have been referred to us by other, brides and grooms or companies that have had parties and meetings with us. So it's a great way to network in the community.
Now it was just getting exciting where Scott was saying Chamber members are going to be able to sign up at the initial $35 fee will be waived, and they get 30 minutes of time in a car. That's pretty exciting, Scott.
It is, and thanks for welcoming me back to the car. The vagaries of technology sometimes. Maybe a jet flew over the, or something.
Maybe.
Like that. But here we are. Anyway, we're back. Yeah, we're very, very glad to offer that to Chamber members, and we're going to do that for a while. But you had asked about how it works. Well, when
right.
when you sign up, you do get the rules. And I was starting to say that the rules are important. When people see our cars, and what's interesting about our cars is they all look alike. It's not like it's a red Toyota or a, you know, or a green Mercedes or silver or whatever. They're all the white with blue markings. And they all look alike. So it might seem like a car's been there a long time when actually it might have transitioned one or two or three times. So that happened. And then we have agreements with all the cities in which we serve the people that we pay for the parking meters. So so the cities, as a taxpayer, your concern is merited, but the truth is we will pay. So we make an estimate of how much the parking would have been every, and we pay it every quarter. And we have electronics, very Star Wars even kind of electronics, where we can tell at any time how much fuel there is in a car, where it's been located, who drove it, how long it's been there, so that we can move cars on a regular basis when they're not moved by other members. And we know how much we have used as far as the parking meters are concerned. So we do pay, you know, the amount of money that the parking meter would have been and the business license and all of the legitimate things that you do. That's our agreement with the individual cities. So, you know, it is a good thing for the cities to not only have a new auction that's sustainable, but they are going to, you know, end up ahead of the game because there's going to be a much more consistent use of the parking meters. We all know how tough it is to park in the beach cities. Manhattan Beach is no different than Hermosa or, you know, or Redondo or any other else, Dundo. But we actually have documented proof. There's been a lot of research that we, for every car that we put on the road in a market, as many as four cars come off the road, and so that ultimately, you know, creates less clutter on the roads, less congestion. It's hard to tell that if you're driving down Sepulveda, but in our Coast Highway or, you know, across Marine or whatever, but there. We are, it'll have an effect eventually. But what basically happens is someone will take that membership card that they get, and with that, you know, it covers the insurance and the parking costs as well as gas and all that sort of thing. So it's really all inclusive. You will swipe your, actually just place your membership card in front of a reader that's on the driver's side windshield, and then the car unlocks. Keys inside the car. And then you'll put in a unique four-digit PIN number, like, you know, banks have or anything else on the computer inside the car on the screen. You'll rate the cleanliness, and then you go. You drive. You start the car and go. And the time starts at that point, and it ends when you turn off the car and exit the vehicle. So you only pay for the amount of time you're driving, and you pay by the minute, 41 cents.
Right.
And they're dishwasher safe.
Which, you know, safe's a very interesting word because people always ask about that. They see a car that's that small, and they say, well, it's not very safe. But the uniqueness of the smart car is that it's got a very, very protective metal cage within the shell of the car.
Right.
So, you know, you may be, I'm not going to make a claim that you're safer in that car than you would be, you know, in an SUV, because I don't know that that's true or that it isn't true, but I do know that we've been very, very careful as a company to make sure that safety is very, very important. Anytime you're dealing with a vehicle, you have it. And you know, keep in mind, the company, you're insured by us when you drive the vehicle. So that's
right.
Included in the cost. So it is a safe vehicle. So that is a key word.
Right. Well, we do know, Scott, that you can balance an SUV on top of a smart car, and it'll just hang there. We know that for sure, because I've seen it on TV.
You saw it on TV. It must be true then, but I wouldn't be surprised. The vehicles are really very, very strong. And you know, it's funny. I saw it before I went to work for the company, frankly. I said, you know, gosh, what would it be like driving that car on the freeway at a high speed? And I soon found out, you know, I was on the freeway with one yesterday, And it's just fine. It hugs the road well. It does just fine driving. You know, it's a very sustainable option because the gas mileage is exceptional. We actually have an all-electric fleet in San Diego and in Amsterdam. You know, those are the two fleets that we have that are all-electric. But you have to have the the infrastructure to support that. We just don't have that in any mm-hmm. other markets. So
now,
it's a,
and there's
so it's
one
a three,
other
a three-cylinder engine, which is really efficient.
There's one other aspect that people don't normally focus on that I think is interesting, and that is, as you say, you hope that the cars are moved and managed well by the users, but when they are not, or when a car needs service, or when a car needs fuel, there's a team that goes out and services the car, cleans it, fuels it up, or whatever, and that team is continually growing, and it's like, I mean, it must be a very interesting job to be a smart car-to-go, like, sort of management person, because you're out in the field all the time, you're not in an office, you're going and taking care of a car, and you go and take care of another car and another car. So it must be a pretty interesting job, and it's one of those new age jobs.
Yeah, it's very different, and it's a job that it's a great start for someone's career, and an opportunity with our company when they start to move on up. We've got a couple of those even since I've been here for 4 months, that people move up, they have an opportunity for progression. We're in fact hiring another fleet service person. We have a team, what we call our AutoSmart team, that's growing as well. We just had a couple new hires last week that's exactly what they do. It's a great description, Joe, that they will make sure that the vehicles get moved. They will make sure that the vehicles are clean. We don't use water when we clean the cars. We have solutions and rags and that sort of thing that everything is biodegradable and disposable, so we're not running water and losing water. We all know how scarce that is. So it's sustainable not only in our water conservation, but keeping the car clean. We all know that a cleaner car operates more efficiently. We want to move them all the time. So we check on a daily basis, a couple times in the morning and then in the afternoon, we're checking to see how long our vehicles have been unused, sitting on the spots that they've been parked and left. And we don't like them to get to, the point. We're legally able to keep a vehicle under the California Vehicle Code, and cities have the same laws, the same ordinance. There's a 72-hour limit before they're ticketed. We don't want them to get to that point. We don't want them to get to 48 hours. So we're going to move them before then.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all computerized. This is all technology. You can follow all your cars on GPS. You know exactly where they are all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And we know how much fuel
wow.
there is in it and all that sort of stuff. It's not like Big Brother watching out on the individual. We're tuned in on the vehicle. And we want to make sure,
for instance,
we get a call once in a while that someone, we got a call the other day from I believe it was the Torrance Police Department that said, your vehicle is parked legally, but it's a kind of a strange corner, and could you help us out? Well, of course, within about an hour, we had already moved that vehicle about a half a mile further because it was in a near an intersection that was just a tight intersection. It had been left there by a member, parked legally. But we certainly want to cooperate with the cities, with the city government, with the police department. So we work closely with the police departments in all of the cities to make sure that we're not only compliant, but we go a little bit further.
What an interesting, delicate dance. And it's part of information technology businesses actually coming off the page. It's not a website. But it's a technology based company moving into the real world, and that's what's so fascinating about it. It's almost as if it were a game, but it's in the real world, and there's lots of real world issues, and so this is the future, and we're so thrilled to have you as a part of the community, and also to have you sponsoring these fabulous community events. It's really a wonderful thing. Thank you very much.
We thank you. And, we're trying to become as multimodal as possible. We're very, very close to agreements with parking at Los Angeles International Airport, which is really a big thing for people in the beach communities, in Manhattan Beach in particular, as well as parking for a pilot program with the Metropolitan Transit Authority so that people can use the vehicles for that last mile to get to the Metro Green Line or to get to LAX It actually would save them a lot of money at LAX. So, you know, multimodal is a key part for us. We're just so, so pleased to be here and looking forward to being able to work with the city of Manhattan Beach and really serve the community here.
Right, right.
You know what I'm always saying, Joe? It's another tool in the toolbox.
That's true.
So, Sharla, tell us a little bit about what New York Food Company is doing besides the holiday party for the Chamber. I know that you're doing a lot, but just give us a brief synopsis of what's going on.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, of course, we do corporate events. We do corporate meetings, parties. One of our big productions, of course, is going to be a wedding.
Right.
So we do many of those as well. And I feel that the community is always looking for a new space, something special, and I think that we can offer them that with this private property that we have. We'd love to have people come by, give us a call, plan a time to come in and meet with us, and we can walk you through and see what your expectations are, what you're planning for, what you feel, what your style is like, and put something together for you.
Right, right, right.
Charlotte, does New York Food Company own Verandas and La Venta, or are you like a partner, like the I don't know what you would call it.
Oh, well, you know, actually, we are the major leaseholders of
the brand. Okay.
So,
all right.
So essentially, it's us. We are taking care of everything ourselves, maintenance, and doing all the events there. So we are the exclusive caterers at each property.
Wow.
Do you have other venues throughout Southern California?
Well, actually, we have an off-premise catering department, and I think that you may have spoken with them previously, and they do mm-hmm. events at many different places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can take a party into your home for you if you don't want to take care of it yourself and provide staffing and food. But that's what we do. You know, we organize events from the details of ordering the food, preparation, the staffing, all of that. And
wow.
Bring new events for you. So it's a wonderful, fun job, actually. Everybody's in a good mood. It's always for something fun, you know?
And speaking of fun, I think we've been joined by Lori Tostado. Lori?
Oh. Jim O'Callaghan.
Okay, it's Jim O'Callaghan. We've got the president in the house today. Jim O'Callaghan, president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everybody this morning?
Good.
Good, good. I ran into James at the party the other night.
Yeah. Excellent.
You have a good time?
Absolutely. Some of the windows were absolutely incredible.
Did you get your votes in?
I did. I will not say who I voted for, but I got them in.
Well, you know something? I'll say who I voted for because all three of the windows I picked won all three categories.
Who did you vote for, Jackie?
Well, I mentioned them all earlier.
Manhattan
Denim for the 20th anniversary celebration, Growing Wild for Eco-Friendly, and Mary Poppins, Cielo and Tabula Rasa window for Most Original.
Most original.
Yes.
We had nearly identical ballots, I'll put it that
way. Okay.
Wonderful. We've had a wonderful discussion, Jim, and we're talking about the holiday party. I'd like you to give us from the perspective of the chamber, this is a big event, and it's been an incredible year, Jim. Can you just sort of give us a brief overview of a couple of the highlights of the year, and then talk about the holiday party and what you'd like to accomplish.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure that I'm completely equipped to give it up there, but I can hit a couple of the highlights. You know, this year has just been absolutely incredible. I mean, we finally hit on all cylinders. We got our whole staff up and running, so that was tremendous, having Brittany, Lori, and now we have Kayla with us, too. We launched a new business journal, which was much anticipated and took a long time. Now Manhattan Beach has its own business publication, really focusing on the key issues here. We've revamped the Business Leaders Summit this year, going from just the Women in Business Conference to being more open and bringing in broader speakers. So we had Gwen Shotwell from SpaceX was our keynote this year. We launched the Bite at the Beach for the first time to help the local restaurant community as well as DineMD. So it's been pretty much an eventful year this year.
It's been tremendous, and what a keynote that was. I mean, it isn't just a local event though. That really was had national implications. I mean, you know, SpaceX is a part of that global effort for private industry to reach out to space, and so it really had national implications. That was awesome.
Absolutely. And this year, we may very well be topping the speaker. I can't announce it today, but within the next couple of weeks, you'll hear about it.
So. Oh, he's okay. Teasing us. He's teasing
us. Yes.
Okay, well, listen, before James gets to his upcoming events, can I do another commercial?
Sure.
All right. The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Hosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the ocean. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured beach city's tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com.
Yes. Great.
Yes.
Good. So now at this time, James, any announcements?
As we wrap up the year, we're slowing down the amount of events. So we really have our holiday party, which we're grateful to the people on the show today, Verandas and Car2Go, as well as Northrop Grumman, and our beverage partner as well, which unfortunately I do not have in front of me. So, you know, we look forward to that on December 3rd. We also have our holiday stocking raffle, which is in full bloom this time of year. We have, I think we're up to about $6,000 worth of goodies in the stocking. We have everything from hotel stays to dining options to gift cards to various stores. So get all your holiday shopping done, you know, with one raffle ticket and see how that goes. My mother actually called me and she was like, am I eligible to win? I'm like, I don't know how that would work. So I'm going to say no. So we look forward to that. As we get ready for the new year, we have a couple of different events coming up. Every year we've hosted the State of the City address, and this year we're going to take it in a little bit different direction. We're going to make it the State of Manhattan with a new format that we're looking to get every community partner, well, not every, but most of the civic community partners to give an update on where they're at rather than just the city giving one update. So I can talk about how North End is working on various projects, how the downtown is working, you know, things like the open house and the farmers market, how the Sepulveda Corridor is working on some development projects, and then the Chamber in general. And we'll have the city also give some update there. So a little bit different format, a lot more information. And then we will also be launching, we'll have a launch party shortly after the beginning of the year for a new tool that we'll be adding to the website, which is all demographic information, pretty much anything you could imagine you would need to run your business. As a member of the chamber, we're going to give you constant access to the updates. So you'll be able to go in and pull how many like businesses are in the area, what they spend on their employees, what they spend on marketing, where their marketing is targeted, and how you could infiltrate that marketing or if you wanted to open a second location, where is the most underserved region in this area. So it's a great tool, and it gives you all the business demographics you could possibly need. So.
Wow. All right, new tools, and I think mom should be eligible to win. I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be a little ugly if no Callahan won the raffle. I'm just going to say.
Right. It might.
That would be funny.
Sharla, I want to give you an opportunity to give your contact information for the New York Food Company, should people want to engage you. And I know it's probably a little late to engage you for a holiday party at this time. Is that true or not true?
Oh, absolutely not. We're a catering company. We're always ready to hook you up with a great event. So definitely give us a call. We can do a last-minute party. There are still some availability there at Verandas. Mm-hmm. We could also come to your home or your business as well. To reach us at our corporate office for off-site catering at your business or home, call 310-643-6151. You could ask for anyone in the catering department. And to reach us at Verandas Beach House in Manhattan Beach, 310-546-7805. We'd be happy to help you out.
I think it really speaks to the solidity of the business and the business planning to have a location. You don't often find a catering company that actually leases its own venue. This is special. No wonder you guys are doing so well throughout Southern California and in the Hollywood community, because people can trust you and know that you're well organized as a business. And that's
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very happy to be part of the community, and we do have a very good reputation. And most of our business really is referrals, word of mouth, you know.
Right.
So it does help to mix and mingle and be with people and in the communities.
Wow.
So thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful having you. And Scott, Car2Go is an amazing concept. It's as we talked about earlier. It's a permanent fixture in the transportation sort of pyramid because it's needed around the world. It's been proven, and it's just going to get more and more used by various groups. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us today, and thank you for sponsoring this event.
My pleasure. Look forward to continuing to be a big part of Manhattan Beach business community.
Is there other contact information, Scott, or is car2go.com the main deal?
Well, actually, for those that may have pen and paper handy, probably the more localized website would be la.car2go.com. So la.car2go.com. is a more localized website that probably would be a little more relevant to those who are interested in finding out more about us here in the South Bay.
All right. Great, great, great. Again, thank you very much.
And we're on Facebook as well, like everything. So.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful show. We're all looking forward to the holiday party at Verandas. It's going to be fabulous. You can get, I assume, James, that people can still buy tickets on the website?
Yes.
Okay. All right. ManhattanBeachChamber.com. You can still buy tickets. It's going to be fabulous. December 3rd, a Wednesday evening, a great time to have a holiday party. It won't interfere with your weekend plans. And you can meet with all your chamber buds. It's going to be fun. Thank you so much. Thank you, James.
I did it.
And thank you, Scott and Sharla. Thank you for joining us today.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you again on Tuesday for Disaster in America. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.